This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm groups pass the bill. Newsom wants feds to rake the forests, and Japan won't sacrifice ag sector. Trump again floats plan to give farmers responsibility for workers. President Donald Trump reiterating his comments about giving farmers responsibility for undocumented immigrants working on their operations. During a visit to an immigrant detention facility in Florida yesterday, Trump said, quote, "We have a great feeling for the farmer and for others in the same position. We're going to give them responsibility for people. We're going to have a system of signing them up so they don't have to go. They can be here legally," Trump told Fox News. "They can pay taxes and everything. They're not getting citizenship, but they're getting other things." House urged to pass Trump mega bill. Farm groups are urging the House to approve the Senate-passed budget bill and get it to Trump's desk. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the deciding vote on the legislation yesterday after a marathon votorama. Keep in mind, the Senate-passed bill includes some enhancements over the House version for ag. These include a provision that would ensure row crop producers get the highest payment from either agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage, regardless of which they signed up for this spring. The Senate bill also would allow producers to sign up for both ARC and the supplemental coverage option on crop insurance. "We now urge the House to pass the bill and get it to the President's desk for his signature to ensure America's farmers and ranchers can continue putting food on the table for America's families." That's Zippy Duvall, President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, in a statement after the Senate version passed. USA Rice Federation Chair L.G. Ron said, "We urge the House of Representatives to take up and pass this bill with the key ag investments before the 4th of July." Now, for an analysis of the bill's impact on payments for 2025 crops, you can check out our weekly newsletter today. Meanwhile, anti-hunger groups are continuing to urge House members to oppose the reconciliation bill due to cuts in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Senate bill includes a slightly scaled-back version of the House original proposal to shift some of the program's costs to states based on SNAP error rates. Crystal Fitzsimmons, president of the Food Research and Action Center, said this is an unprecedented cost shift that many states are already warning will result in cuts to the program. "Calling today's outcome disappointing doesn't begin to cover it. It's devastating," Fitzsimmons said. The Senate did include a carve-out that would give states with the highest SNAP error rates a longer runway before implementation. Given some of the last-minute changes, House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota said her colleagues may not even fully understand what they're voting on. "This bill was a disgrace when it left this chamber. Most of you haven't read it to know that it's even more of a disgrace now that it's back," Craig said during her opening statement at the House Rules Committee hearing. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Newsom wants to, quote, "make America rake again." California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a new wildfire strategy targeting federal lands that he's calling "Make America Rake Again." Newsom is urging Trump to increase management of federal forest lands in California to help protect communities from catastrophic wildfires. California has done more than our fair share of raking the forest. Now the federal government has to do its part, Newsom said at a press conference in Colfax. He is sending a model executive order to the White House that would direct federal agencies to increase forest management investment and match state efforts. Earlier this year, Trump blamed Newsom and other California officials for allowing wildfires to get out of control. Those fires devastated areas around Los Angeles. Trump had previously said that California should be doing more to rake its forests to reduce potential fuel. Newsom said his administration has done plenty to address wildfire threats. For the first time ever, the state recently met and exceeded its 50,000-acre goal for beneficial fire, treating 51,286 acres with prescribed fire in the last year, he said. Moroccan trade delegation tours California Ag. A high-level trade delegation from the North African nation of Morocco toured California agriculture, courtesy of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, last week. The group visited various farms and facilities, including almond and walnut operations. The group also attended the Salinas Biological Summit, where it met with California Secretary of Food and Agriculture, Karen Ross. The delegates discussed shared agricultural priorities and future collaboration. This visit was an important step in further strengthening agriculture ties between Morocco and the U.S. That's the word of NASDA CEO Ted McKinney. It's clear there is a strong appetite on both sides to build long-term trade relationships grounded in shared values and innovation. The delegation included senior officials from Morocco's Food Safety Authority, executives from leading Moroccan agriculture organizations, and representatives from the Kansas and New Mexico Departments of Agriculture and the Western U.S. Agriculture Trade Association. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service reports U.S. almonds are Morocco's top three tree nut import product, and pecans and hazelnuts are also present in the market. Japan won't sacrifice ag sector for U.S. deal. Japanese government says a deal with the U.S. won't come at the expense of the country's ag sector. Trump suggested Monday that Japan's reluctance to accept U.S. rice exports could kill chances of securing a deal before next week's reciprocal tariff deadline. At a press conference yesterday, Japan's top trade negotiator, Rose Asakawa, stressed that agriculture is, quote, the foundation of the nation. We will not engage in talks that would sacrifice the agricultural sector, he said. Still, he said, negotiators would continue to talk to U.S. officials to find a path forward. Asakawa didn't specify whether rice is a part of ongoing U.S.-Japanese negotiations. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer has previously indicated that potatoes are. Take note, European Union Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič is flying to Washington today for another round of talks with U.S. counterparts. An EU spokesperson pushed back on suggestions that the visit is a make-or-break moment to avoid trade issues ahead of the deadline. The spokesperson said both sides are working, quote, in the same direction. Meeting this July 9 deadline is the goal, they added. Here's today's final word. I don't buy the idea that people have died because of anything I've done. That Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, when pressed by a reporter about the impact of the administration's deep cuts to U.S. food and medical assistance. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.